When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 21st edition. Hope you guys had a fun Thursday, 7-game early slate, not much going on in the evening. Hope you all enjoyed it. If you enjoyed golf, too, the Open Championship was pretty, pretty fun. It's on right now as we speak in round two, as I record for you guys once again. We got an 11-game slate to preview for you for Friday, starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Before we get there, you can find me on Twitter at BDentrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Get all my content there, written content, podcast, everything is tweeted out there, too much probably. So come check it all out there. Plus, you get my cheat sheet over on Game of the Edge Fantasy for as little as $5 a month. You get it a few, like at least 3 to 4 times a week. I try to get you every fall 5 days, but life happens is what it comes down to that. But we got you 11 games. Let's talk totals on this slate and watch the weathers. We have more fun to dodge on this one. Royals, Yankees, 9. Giants, Nats, 9.5. Mets, Red Sox, 9.5. Phillies, Guardians, 8.5. D-backs, Reds, 10.5. Dodgers, Rangers, 9.5. Braves, Brewers, 9. White Sox, Twins, 8.5. Pirates, Angels, 8. Astros, A's, 7.5. Blue Jays, Mariners, 8. As you can tell, we got some bats to target on this slate, but we do have a few pitchers. Let's get to them. Framber Valdez returns to the bump at 10-8 at the Oakland Athletics. Got his start pushed back as he was dealing with his injury. They're hoping it wasn't too bad. Seems like it wasn't. Looked really good in his last outing. We gave it 5 runs his last outing, but he struck out 13, which is unlike him. Still got you 25 points. He's been outstanding this year. Assuming Framber Valdez is good to go, which they shouldn't play him if he's not, he has a phenomenal matchup versus the Oakland Athletics. Oakland A's team striking out 25.5% of the time over the last month, 215 average, 162 ISO. So Framber is outstanding. He should be good to go. I'm going to pretend he's good to go because that's why he's pitching rock and roll at 10-8 with Framber Valdez. Now it gets fun. DK has James Paxton right now, who I would love against the Mets. Pretty sure it's going to be Cutter Crawford. That's what I see everywhere else I look right now. And Cutter Crawford is $5,500 against the New York Mets. So that's why I'll jump back up the price. I just wanted to mention that. Crawford's coming out 6 shutout innings with 9 Ks against the Cubs. He's been very effective in the month of July, 5 or more Ks in 2 or 3 starts, 3 in runs or less in all starts. He's put up 20 or more points in 2 or 3 starts. I love what we're seeing from Cutter Crawford. And more importantly, is we're getting a Mets team that's without Marte, likely without Tommy Pham, a very depleted Mets team. A Mets team is already striking out 27% of the as first lefties. Let me get to righties. They suck first lefties. But a Mets team versus right-handed pitching, who is striking out 22% of the time, hitting .248 with a .195 ISO. Pete Alonso's kind of broken. Could they get to Cutter Crawford? Sure. $5,500. Love the value. Love the value. So I wanted to bring him up before I forgot. Because DK has James Paxton as I record. Cutter Crawford's everywhere else. I like them both. I love the savings on Cutter Crawford. Back to the scheduled programming here. You got Bryce Miller at 91. It's interesting. I can get behind that. Ranger Suarez was pitching well. He's struggling now. That's why he's down to 8K. Lance Lynn. Yes, that Lance Lynn. He's $7,600. Take my money, please. He's given you at least 15 points in 5 straight starts. He has 2 30-point outings in there. He has at least 6 Ks in all 5 starts. It's 4 runs, 0 runs, 5 runs, 3 runs, 3 runs. He's gone at least 6 innings in 4 or 5 starts. It's just avoiding the big inning because the strikeouts will be there, especially against the Minnesota Twins. Twins team striking out 27.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching, hitting .265. They do have that wonderful .209 ISO, lots of power there. So Lynn could give up a few, but if he limits the walks, the strikeouts will be there. At $7,600, I'm in on Lance Lynn, and I will sink with that ship because the ceiling he can bring you can't find at most 7K pitchers on any slate, especially this one. Now when we go down for value, we already have Cutter Crawford. The other pitcher I'm looking to target for value is Alex Marsh. Alec Marsh of the Kansas City Royals going up against the Yankees. Marsh, 6 innings, 2 earned 11 Ks in his last outing against Tampa Bay. He went 5 innings, 2 earned 5 Ks against the Twins prior to that. At 5K, he's outstanding because he's facing a Yankees team that we just saw Canning, Sandoval, and Chase Silseth dominate. They are just broken. Their cane, it says only 21% of the time versus righties. It's worse than that. They're only hitting 219 with a 126 ISO. At 5K, I like Marsh a lot. No problem if you want to go to Johan Oviedo. I mean, to Cutter Crawford instead. I was going to mention Johan Oviedo, though, at $5,700 because he has turned the corner. This is a guy we liked really early in the season. Dominated the Giants, 10 Ks over 7 innings his last time out. 6 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's gone at least 5 innings in 5 straight starts. It's just 1 run, 5 runs, 8 runs, 1 run, 2 run. That's why he's $5,700. But he's facing an Angels team. Obviously, no Mike Trout, no Rendon. Lots of injuries there. They're striking out almost 26% of the time versus righties. 255 average, 216 ISO. So this is a slate. We got tons of offense, and we can pay for it. Like, if you want to pay for Framber, cool. Zero problem with that at all. But in reality, what I plan on doing, and I'm probably still going to have some Framber. We'll see how it goes. But in reality, I look at this. It's Lance Lynn at 76. It's Cutter Crawford at 55. It's Johan Oviedo at 57. It's Alec Marsh at 5K. Give me all the bats. All the bats on the world. That's where I'm going. I'm going to roll the dice. Pray they just don't get shelled and live to see another day. Like, give me 15 points or more each. These guys have shown the upside to get you 25 plus. I'll take those chances and get every bat on the face of the planet.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom has created weight management programs that are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. So stop chasing health trends and join the millions who have lost weight with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Speaking of those bats, let's get into them here for this 11-game slate. Catcher's position for you. Sean Murphy versus Peralta, Freddie Peralta at 56. Okay. Give me Will Smith at 56 versus Andrew Heaney. We know how that one's going to turn out. But in reality, if I'm paying up at catcher, it's Jonah Heim. He went deep again, I believe, on Wednesday. He's $4,700 versus Tony Gonsolin. I'm going to keep the Texas is probably one of my top stacks on the slate. They are. I'm not probably them and Great American Small Park. We'll just break it right out now. But Texas, Gonsolin is not good at all. Lots of pitch contact, and Dodgers have one of the worst bullpens in baseball. So give me Jonah Heim at $4,700 in that matchup. Big fan of that. Going down cheaper, though, if you want to go with the Milwaukee, like, they just haven't busted out in a big way, but Mike Soroka is kind of broken, honestly. So William Contreras at 45, I'm there for. Yainer Diaz at $4,400 versus JP Sears. You guys know my thoughts on Diaz. It was fun when he was $2,900 for all those days, wasn't it, guys? He's up to 44 now. Still a great price tag, but if I'm going that high, just give me Jonah Heim. Just give me Jonah Heim at $4,700. That's simple. Now, if you want to save money, Francisco Alvarez at $3,900 versus Crawford or Paxton. I don't care. I like him in both. Patrick Bailey at 38 is fine. I kind of prefer Francisco Alvarez, but both can be in play for you at that price point. Kyber Ruiz at 35. Good savings here. Alex Wood. I'm a Giants fan. Alex Wood should be in the bullpen, long relief, something like that. He's not good. So Kyber Ruiz at $3,500 is a really good value if you're not paying up for Jonah Heim. I like Kyber Ruiz a lot. Going down cheaper than that, though, is where it obviously gets interesting. Matt Theis versus Oviedo at 3K, maybe. I'd rather go like maybe like a Shea Langeliers. No. If Higashioka, the Yankees, is catching, he's $2,700 versus Marsh. I'm cool with that. Bo Naylor at $2,600 versus Ranger Suarez is a good value. I don't mind targeting Ranger Suarez. I'm very much on board with that. And then other than that, if Tom Murphy is in the Seattle lineup, he's $2,400 versus Kikuchi. He'd be a punt as well. First base, Matty Olson double-donged on Thursday, $6,400 versus Peralta. Obviously a good play. Freddie Freeman's just fine at 61 versus Heaney. I don't care which lefty-lefty. We got Christian Walker and Great American Small Park at $5,400 versus Ben Lively. Sign me up for that. That's a big boy play. Joey Votto versus Tommy Henry, sure, but I like Walker more so if I'm paying all the way up there. Otherwise, go to like Josh Naylor at 4K versus Ranger Suarez. Nathaniel Lowe at 38 versus Gonsolin is worth the look. Jose Abreu versus JP Sears at 36 would be one. I love this, the Nats are going to pop his value here. First Kyber Ruiz, now Joey Meneses, $3,500 versus Alex Wood. Meneses loves crushing lefties. I'll keep bringing up Wilmer Flores. He went deep again on Thursday. He's $3,100 for Jake Irvin. Wilmer is swinging a great bat. I broke it down for you guys yesterday and on a previous First Pitch podcast. He's just been outstanding. So you can keep going that direction with Wilmer at 31 if you so choose. Below 3K, though, like, you know, Tristan Casas, I like. Senga's a tough matchup, so I don't think I'd force that by any means. But Michael Ford's lefty-lefty. Ford probably sits. Trey Cabbage is $2,200 for Oviedo. If you are fading Lance Lynn, I have zero problem taking Alex Kirilloff at $2,200. Kirilloff might strike out three times. He could also put one 500 feet on Lance Lynn. Kirilloff is heating up and hitting with a ton of power right now. That's the kind of stuff you're looking for there. Second base, you got Mookie Betts at 63 versus Heaney. Awesome. Ozzy Albies at 6K, just fine. You got Semien at 58 versus Gonsolin. Yes, all the Texas Rangers, please. But like Matt McClain at 57 versus Tommy Henry is an outstanding play. Like, they need to start pricing some of these. Like, some of them are like David Cruz and stuff is. McClain needs to be higher up. 100% there. Cattell Marte at 55 versus Ben Lively is awesome. I prefer McClain over Marte in that matchup, but both are really good looks. Jonathan India is only $4,800 versus Tommy Henry. That's too cheap. You guys, that's way too cheap. It's too cheap for that matchup. If you're stacking Arizona, Geraldo Perdomo, second base shortstops, only $4,200 by leading off against Lively and Great American. That's a really good price point as well. Going below 4K, it drops almost straight into the three, but if you're not using Alec Marsh as Waldo Peraza, likely leading off for the Yankees, second base, third base at $3,200. Again, similar to the Kirilloff thing, like, I get the Lance Lynn thing. Edward Julian is $3,100 and he's destroying baseballs. So he is a great value as well in this matchup if you're not using Lance Lynn as a pitching option for you. After that, though, value wise, not a ton at first glance unless something changes in lineups. Third base, Ellie De La Cruz is 65. He's priced accordingly. Third base shortstop, I'm okay with that. You got Austin Riley at 53. He went deep on Thursday. You just play your Braves if you want to. It's not rocket science. You don't need to listen to this show for that. We got Bregman versus JP Sears at 47. Spencer Steer at 47 versus Henry. Those are both just fine. Josh Young, if you're stacking Texas at 46, we like that as well. Heimer Candelario, switch hitting for Washington at $3,800. Another cheapy Washington piece to go up against Alex Wood, who's just not good at baseball anymore. Going down, I love this price tag on Emmanuel Rivera. He went deep on Thursday. We know I usually promote Emmanuel versus a lefty, but he's playing every day. He's hitting like fifth. He's $3,200 in Great American Small Park versus Ben Lively. That is amazing value, especially in tournaments, with Emmanuel Rivera at $3,200. Below 3K, though, Eugenio Suarez loves lefties, and he's on fire right now. He's got four extra base hits, three of those home runs in his last four games. He's driven in six runs and scored four. He's swinging one of the hotter bats in baseball, and he gets Kikuchi at $2,800. That's outstanding in his matchup. And then where do they have our boy priced? Is he not going to be eligible here? Oh, that's a joke. He must be at first base. I passed him because I thought he'd be at third base. Where the heck? Oh, we're just going to cut to the chase here. Yeah, it's first base. I missed him. Christian Encarnacion Strand is 3K at first base. Play Christian Encarnacion Strand, especially in your red stacks, let alone in general, because he's awesome at $3,000. Again, don't need to listen to the show for that. Shortstop, you got Ellie De La Cruz again, second base or third base shortstop eligible at 65. Love Corey Seager and the Rangers at $6,200. McLean at 57 is awesome as well. But getting away from the obvious here, Bobby Witt's always a very interesting tournament play, especially against a guy like Clark Schmidt at 48. Lindor as well at 47. Those are really intriguing tournament options. Jeremy Pena at 45 versus Sears. It's like in your 5K range, 6K, you got your obvious like dudes, just they're dogs. Then you got some nice tournament plays here in the upper fours that can differentiate you. You got Geraldo Perdomo at 42. I already talked about. He's second base shortstop eligible. CJ Abrams, another cheap Washington Nat, $3,300. So all four Nats so far are $3,300 to $3,800. Very, very affordable if you want to have some fun there. And then below CJ Abrams, there's really not a ton at shortstop that I'm running to play. Outfield on an 11-game slate, tons. Acuna, yes. Tucker, sure. Corbin Carroll is amazing at 58. He should be $6,500 at least. Corbin Carroll's, you should just lock him in at $5,800 in that matchup. I like that a lot. Going down more, like JD Martinez versus Heaney at 52 is juicy as it gets. You got Jake Fraley at 51 versus Henry. Awesome. Christian Yelich will be a very low-owned, pretty good tournament play at $4,900 because most will go to Great American. They'll kind of just ignore that Soroka matchup. So Yelich could get some nice cheap ownership for you there. Here's our first expensive national. We have Lane Thomas is $4,800 facing a lefty. We know the drill there, folks, so have fun with that. Spencer Steer is $4,700. You got Lourdes Gurriel and Coors, or in, might as well be Coors. Great American at 45, TJ Friedel at 45 as well. So those are both good spots there. Low fours, you got Mickey Moniak at $4,100 versus Oviedo. I'm on board with that. Going down into the 3K range now. Jack Sawinski versus Ohtani at 38. If Ohtani's still broken, that's a hell of a tournament play for Sawinski at 38. And he'll probably come in less than 5% rostered. And probably less than like 3% rostered. So $3,800 for Sawinski, the complete boomer bust right there. I like Chaz McCormick at 37. The price tag's coming up. He is on fire. Gets JP Sears. So that's not a bad value. Don't force McCormick, but I do like the value in that one. I got like Ezekiel Duran versus Gonsolin at 34. That's a value I'd force over McCormick, but McCormick is still a good play. Even cheaper now. Like Leody Taveras at 31 in your Ranger stacks. Yes, Corey Jolks at 3K versus JP Sears. Jake McCarthy, if he's in the Arizona lineup, he's only 3K versus Lively. That is ridiculously cheap in that matchup. Travis Jankowski of Texas is $2,900. Alec Thomas of Arizona is only 29, so a couple cheapies there. I doubt Will Benson is going to be in the lineup with the lefty starting for Arizona. If Benson's in the lineup at $2,800, continue to play him. But it's probably going to be a night off for Will Benson. Max Kepler at 26. Again, same narrative. If you're fading Lynn for the power, Kepler's your dude at $2,600. And then other than that, just like check lineups, there's going to be a lot of value on an 11-game slate. And you don't really need it because we have all the value at pitching, which makes it easy to pay up for your Rangers and your expensive Reds and D-backs and fill in the pieces from there. So pretty straightforward slate for me, especially if these value pitchers pan out. So recapping pitching, it's Framber Valdez at 10-8. And then I'm just going straight to Lance Lynn at 76. I got Oviedo at 57, Cutter Crawford at 55, Alec Marsh at 5,000. Give me all the bats. The bats start with the Nats versus Alex Wood. It goes on to Arizona-Cincinnati game stack. I prefer the Cincinnati side. Actually, no, I think I prefer the Arizona side, honestly, versus Ben Lively. But both are great spots. My favorite stack's Texas versus Gonsolin and company. Zero problem bringing it back with the Dodgers versus Heaney, though, so you can game stack both those games. Atlanta is in play every slate. I don't care who they're facing. So you can go there if you so choose. And then it's kind of just mix and match some like one-off pieces. But for me, it's primarily Great American Small Park, Arizona versus Cincy. Texas is my number one stack. You can follow that with the Dodgers. And then your Nats is your value stack, which you probably won't even need, which makes it a lot of fun. So an interesting slate. If the value pitching goes off, we flourish. The value pitching sucks. Hope your pitchers play home run, your hitters play home run derby. That's the way I'm looking at this slate. That's how I'm playing it. I might build one like Shohei Framber lineup, hoping Shohei's healthy because there is a ton of bat value, tons of it. But primarily, the pitchers I mentioned, I want value pitching, all the bats. That's where I'm going on this slate. Or just leave money on the table because there's tons of value bats too. So build something that feels comfortable to you. If you have questions, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric, and I'll be in the Gain of the Edge Discord answering questions there as well. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys next week to preview another week of DFS action. But this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 21st edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.